rolling here. We have a few speakers tonight, and we'll call the meeting in order, and I'd like to get the minutes okay in a motion. Okay, mooted and seconded. All those in favor? Aye. So moved, so passed. All righty, we'll go with you. We actually are lucky we have no resolutions tonight, so we don't need to deal with any debates on resolutions. We have to approve the minutes for the July 15th regular meeting, the July 15th joint meeting of Ways and Means, and the July 21st special committee meeting. So why don't we do all that at the same time? Get a motion to accept those three. You can, even though you're just verifying that the minutes were there. Okay, and all in favor? Aye. Passed. All right, we begin with Dr. Alan Roberts, who is the new president of the college, and it's very exciting times for us. Go ahead, Al, you've got the floor.
And I thank you for the opportunity to be here today. I look forward to getting to know most of you on a different level, and we really need to be able to be part of the people in the community. I think it's critical as we move forward, if we're looking for growth, we're looking for completion, we're looking for new opportunities, and that's one thing I bring to the table. I've gone through the entire, I'm a native of upstate New York, I'm a graduate of the community college, I went through the SUNY system, graduated from Albany State. Then I took a detour, went down to Florida for 26 years, got trained down there, worked in business for a while, then went through the community college system. I was fortunate to work at a school very similar to Ulster, and we had phenomenal growth over the 26 years. We had about 2,000 students, and we finished up with about 30,000. So it wasn't anything that we did that was brilliant. It just happened to be a really fast-growing community. We learned a lot of lessons. We had a lot of problems. And when you have that many new students coming through your institutions, you don't know where to put them. And you have a lot of issues with finance, you have a lot of new buildings, with the growth in the community. So we've experienced quite a bit. And it was a great opportunity for me because I was an adjunct instructor, I was a full-time faculty member of the department chair, I was a dean of health science, which they question sometimes how they put that in my hands because I'm a business person. They moved me to health science, and that was a learning experience. That was fun. Learned a lot about healthcare, learned a lot about the nursing programs, and I think our nursing program is stellar here. And I think if you look at something that we need to continue to grow at that level, which is always going to be a need in our community, and that's a healthcare program. So we're going to continue to look at that. With the opening of the Kingston Center, that's on the 18th, the grand opening, and we're going to bring our first class in there will be on the 24th. So we're looking for new opportunities there, especially with the high school next door. So we do some dual enrollment, some collegiate, we call it here. And with the hospital right next door, there's plenty of opportunities, looking at new programs, new offerings for some of the employees that we have there. And my job for the next 6 months is getting to know everybody in the community. And my answer to any question you might have is yes, we can do that. Then I have to come back and talk to John, who's going to say, are you crazy? You can't do that. But my answer will be yes. And I'll turn to John and say, John, how are we going to do this? But anyway, I'm looking forward to work with everybody here. And please feel free to come by my office, invite me down to your office. If there's sometimes you'd like an in-depth presentation on one of our programs, we can get down there and do that. Or even if you have some suggestions on, an area that's untapped that we might be able to do some new type of training for. We'd love to do that. Economic development is a key to a community college. And if you look at what we're positioned here to really change the lives of students, but also the nature of industry in our area, so we can do that. So thank you for inviting me today, and I'm open to any questions you might have. I could ramble for that.
Right, I might add that I was on the search committee, and when we looked at his resume, there was virtually no community organization that he wasn't on, I think. He belonged to all the community organizations, I think, from just a long list of them, and that was very impressive. And I can say, even though I'm not supposed to say this, he was the overwhelming choice of the committee. It was a choice of 21 members on the committee, which was a very large search committee, and I think it was daunting for people when they walked through the door to say, whoa, all these people on this committee. And we all had questions to ask, and we also asked very similar questions, and I think, and I still think that he's a nice fit for us, and if anybody has any questions they want to ask him, he's open.
You think it was daunting for them? It should have been a miser. Three times this size, and I walked in, I thought it was a concert. They put me in the front. They go, then you started hitting me with these questions.
There you go. Well, we know one of the things that a lot of people are concerned about is trying to get some housing here. And that's been a long issue, and I believe that most people support the idea that that's where we want to go. I think that's going to help us get the numbers up that we need to get up, the full-time equivalencies.
Yeah, and that's key, is getting some kind of something to increase the enrollment. In a county our size, within the high school enrollment just dropping, and that's our major feeder. So he's looking at that and continue to grow an institution. So we've tackled those situations before. We have to work a little bit differently on recruiting different type of students. We also have to look at maintaining and retaining the students we have. Community colleges are notorious for not being able to keep students, and it's the nature of our students. They're really, most of them struggle. They come in without the adequate skills to do basic math or writing, so they may get discouraged. But we lose, on average, on a national basis, about 50% of your incoming class are usually gone the following fall. So I'm going to come in and working with our staff. We've already had many conversations about this. How are we going to save these students so we don't have to worry about recruiting new ones? It's always saying in business, it's easier to keep a customer than get a new one. It's like a 7-to-1 ratio. So we're going to put our efforts in keeping those students and working harder to get them through our program. So that's a major issue that we're going to be working on.
And Chris, do you have anything to say, since you are part of the Sophie Pin
Just that we had
connection.
The pleasure of touring the building this morning with Dr. Roberts and the county executive, and the building looks great. We have a punch list items going on, but it's even changed rapidly over the last 2 or 3 weeks. So we're hoping you can all make next Tuesday's opening at 10 a.m., and we're looking forward to the first classes starting, and we're glad to have the staff is really excited about the building, which is something that we were hoping would be the case.
John?
No, I was there today. You were there today. We're actively working on the Intensive Center, and quite frankly, we have a police academy class that's supposed to start there on the 17th. So that's our real deadline, and that's Monday. It's right around the corner. So we're working on that.
And maybe you could co-sign on the full-time equivalencies at where we're at with that. I mean, how is that looking for the
enrollment?
For the fall enrollment, yeah.
Fall enrollment today, our report said they were down, I think, about 65. But the final registration and the final numbers won't be in for a while. They had people they had to deregister for non-payment, and usually we get a lot of them back once they realize they lost their classes. They suddenly come in and pay. But we're going through that process right now. And today we had a big meeting planning for the opening session of school, even for the workshop where we bring in the faculty and staff a few days before classes start. So it's a very busy time from now until probably end of September, even without a movement to a new facility. Everybody's fully occupied. But that's just another dimension to this.
Very good. All right. Anybody have any questions of Dr. Roberts? What you mean prefer to be called? Dr. Roberts? Dr. Al?
Dr. Al is always fun.
All right. And Dr. Al it is. All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we have the Olson Library Association, and that's also here.
Yes, hi, I'm Julie Popolewski, and the president is here, and I want to thank the committee for their support and continued support. We did send our funding request to raise the means. We said that the same amount has been for the past 2 years. One of the new things we're doing, we had Ancestry, which is a genealogy database that's been in 6 libraries. This year we'll be able to offer it to all 21 libraries in the county. And another new one we're looking into is getting e-magazines, the e-books and the streaming and downloading of books and movies have done very well, so we decided to try and add something else. But the same station will also appreciate looking for that one as well. I did supply, or I did bring some statistics on the databases. Those trends from January to January. Have it more updated, but it does show the trend of how they are. Usage is increasing, and I think more and more people are recognizing and accessing them from home, especially people. Thank you very much.
Now, do you know you're looking at the e-magazines now? Is that what you're doing? And you're able to use your library card and you go in online and you can read the magazine then?
You'd be able to download them so your device or read them on your computer, your tablets or your computer.
So they're going to work just like the e-books then?
Yes. And
they'll be monthly, like Consumer Report or whatever you... And they are all right with that?
Yeah, there's multiple uses.
The library system would subscribe to, say, People magazine, and we would pay a price, which would be significantly more than an individual price, but then we would have multiple uses. The publisher says X number of people can download it. And actually, they're beautiful. They look just like the magazine that you would sit and flip through. It's amazing.
Yeah, they've come a long way. I've used them before, and you just flip them like you would, they look great on a tablet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, very good. Anything else? Anybody have any questions? No? Thank you, and you should have no problem getting the money that you got. We'd a little more maybe this year. Alrighty, we also had the Arts Mid-Hudson and Eve is with us, and she's kind of, I guess there was, we had a conversation when we were doing out the last, the awards, which by the way, Don and I went to them and they were fantastic. The awards were really nice, and I it was really nice the way you, put that together and the people that got the awards. And we had. Yes. And I had Melissa there. So, you got the floor.
Okay, so I did bring an update, and I think Mary could even get one. Here's another with a copy of the program booklet and an update of who has gotten funded this current year. And again, thank you for getting money in the market. And I know that Linda has sent information to you, David, and I'm never quite sure how the whole process works. I know that she had sent information to Ways and Means. We did actually request a little bit of an increase, just because we're seeing much more of a need for funding in Ulster County for the arts organizations. And I don't know if that's something to go into here as to what she was talking about in terms of...
Well, what was the increase number? I don't... I may have gotten that. I don't remember.
She sent it by email. And I think it was an increase in terms of funding. It's an additional about $8,000 to give out to organizations, and then I know there's an additional for administration. We're doing a lot more work in Ulster County. There's actually a mixture that's coming up the 21st, along with the night market with Ulster County Tourism. We're doing a lot more workshops in Ulster County, a lot more... just increase for people to know about the arts in Ulster County. And certainly I can make copies of this if you need it. As I say, I'm not sure.
Well, we'll probably discuss that at our next meeting once we get all the information together. And I know Ways and Means, once they start getting the budget, things will start happening then.
Okay.
And then we'll make recommendations to Ways and Means.
Okay.
You know, as we did last year.
We're on vacation this week, so.
Yeah, last year what we did was we did the, we came up with our recommendations, and then we recommended at the Ways and Means. I went before Ways and Means and pleaded the case, and at that point we, you know, they accepted our argument. We came in, you know, the committee accepted it unanimously, and I think that had a lot to do with Ways and Means accepting it.
Well, I can
give you the various changes.
A copy of what she had sent, and then I could, if you want, I can email it out.
Sure. If you could, well, I can just have her resend me a copy to my email address, and then I'll get it out to everybody.
Okay. And then, I mean, a couple things that did come up in this year, so we only just recently had the awards and the panel meeting, and one of the things that was something to think about, which is separate from the funding, is actually what the funding is going for. So it's been, I think, 7 or 8 years now, and if you're not familiar with those, for capacity building for established arts organizations. You know, something that we do keep hearing is organizations that really want just program support and general operating support. And so that's one of the things that we do want to sort of start the conversation going, so that before we get to, assuming there's funding, before we get to a contract stage, we're able to adjust that a little bit, either for organizations that are in essence struggling to come up with some capacity building program where really what they need is the general operating support to just stay in place. And then also organizations that, and I think we've had some conversations that have either like a weekend event or a festival, but they're not, that's really all they do. They're in essence not eligible for this funding right now because the funding is basically set up for not-for-profit, 501c3 organized groups, so that an organization or a festival like Wall Street Jazz Festival, Shindig and our studio tour, can't actually apply for this funding. So there's sort of a hole that we're seeing because they get funded through our state re-grant program, but that's also, which is coming up, but that's also more for new projects. So we want to try to see if there's a way with the Ulster County money to help support these programs that are here, they've been here, and they're successful, but sort of don't fall into either the state re-grant we have or how the current Ulster County funding is set up.
Right, because our funding is set up not for continuous funding, but more for...
it's really seed,
more seed money or capacity building. It has been set up to help people if they are, in other words, they've been around and they need like a better web presence.
Right.
I mean, that
and
that works.
And which has been great, and it's absolutely helped a lot of organizations really sort of cement what they're doing. I know Woodstock School of Art had a great program. They really increased their marketing, and it really brought in new members and classes. It really worked. But I think now that we've done 7 or 8 years of it, there's a limited number of organizations that can apply because they have to be the 501c3s. And it's almost like, well, they've done a lot of capacity building, and also money has changed in the past 7 or 8 years. It's harder and harder for organizations to find money. So they sort of come to us and be like, we just need money to help do what we're doing. There's no way for them to get county support unless it's a capacity building. And there's no way to get other money from Arts and Hudson because the other funding we have is state money. And a lot of the organizations already get state funding. You know, they're already supported by NISCA, like Arm of the City, Women's Studio Workshop, Shadowlands, Birdcliff, Women's Studio Workshop. Like, all of them are supported by NISCA. So our small NISCA re-grant, they can't even apply for. So, and you know, again, I'm not sure how to, whether that's something we can just make recommendations to do, or, you know,
well, what you can do is put together what you think is the best way of approaching this. You know, I mean, I like the idea of the capacity building and the idea of, you know, places like Festival of the Voice. It all began with just the seed money from the county, and now it is a big event.
Right.
But it was seed money that was generated out of this committee, and it's turned into a, you know, and that type of thing is what we kind of like. But on the other hand, I certainly understand your point.
Well, because even in organizations like that, now they've got their seed money and they're growing, but they almost have to figure out how to keep coming up with a new project, you know, and whereas, you know, if you give them $5,000 or $6,000 just to help support the project that they're already doing, because organizations often have to keep sort of chasing money, chasing new
right.
ideas and new ways to get money, and they're already struggling just to keep afloat.
Well, we might, so the committee needs to begin to think about that on where we want to, you know, what type of parameters we want to put on the this grant money.
Right, and I mean one thing I thought is we have the re-grant funding where again it's looked at as projects. So like Wall Street Jazz Festival, Shenanigan Arts Studio, to go get a project grant. It's possible to try to if there was a way to use some of the Ulster County money even to support those projects that are already being reviewed by PAN in Ulster County, and it's already under the state program that you know the way we look at it is already established. Might be a way to help support programs that keep going while still supporting new projects. So, you know, again, whatever the timing is or whether it's like, you know, it's a separate meeting, we can tell what we need to do and we can,
well, we'll talk about this more. Maybe you can have her give me a call and I can have a longer conversation and we can break down some of the, how it may be more favorable for you to be able to fund as many people that really need it at this point.
Okay.
Okay.
You have questions about that?
I just want to talk about the strategy of when we started this a few years ago, maybe 6, 7 years ago, whatever, in that there's not a lot that we do to draw people in terms of brick and mortar. There's some, absolutely some are great, but this whole program brings people, tourists come in, they go to the Shadowland, they get involved in Woodstock, they get involved in Kingston. Wherever there's a venue, wherever people are doing things, there's a lot of return for the dollar that we spend on the arts. Mm-hmm. And if we were to just do a bit more, this is not a lot, we're not talking about a lot of money, but if we do a bit more, and more people get involved, and more people then come in, and they spend money at the restaurants and gasoline stations, and they buy some things here and there, and they come back, they like the area, and some buy homes to be part of it, and it grows and grows, and that's been happening with Maverick and all kinds of things. So I don't want to lose track of that, so it's a big driver of income. The county and why we've been doing so well with tourism is not only just because of this, but this plays a large part in how it's grown. And this is the easiest way to grow, but the best bang for your buck that we can get. So I'm looking for something that we can live with, but something that still shows us growing and moving ahead and bringing more people in and doing the things in the college that people want to do.
And I can certainly look at who's
under
the project grant program and how many people they bring to some of the festivals, some of the Wednesday things, Sawgreen Artist Studio Tour, things like that, which are organizations that are never going to come with. They're never going to have a
That's going to Canada has their own arts. Maybe that's a segment that we can put some money into in order just to help, just encouragement help.
Right. And that is totally your suggestion. It's just a portion. And I can show what other arts councils do when they have.
Does anybody have any other questions?
Actually, so what you're talking about is more basic expenses that they have. What keeps them running?
Right. So the two things, the established arts organization maybe still have some that is just strategic and capacity building, because that is actually still really important for organizations to always think of something that they can bring more people in. And actually this year the panel really talked about outreach and marketing. And the organization really need to do a lot more outreach and marketing to bring more people in. So that could still be a portion of it. But then there's organizations that maybe are really instrumental and really just, if the county would just support them with a little bit of funding, they just know it can go to anything. And that actually is mirrored a little bit of how the state does it. The state will do general operating support as long as you've gotten program support for a couple of years. So that might be one way to look at it. And if you've gotten the funding for, 3 out of the past 5 years, you can apply for, in essence, general operating support.
Because if you can't pay for basic, nothing else is going to matter.
Right, right. And it's similar to how we did it in Dutchess County in the past. And in Dutchess County now, we're doing a lot more focused on tourism and focused on, how many people are you bringing in? Are you advertising? Are you bringing people to Ulster County? So we might be able to sort of meld all of those programs that we've been doing to come up with something that works and sort of figure out, if it's 60-40, 70-30, to give both pieces of it. So.
All right, so we'll have a sit down at some point soon. We've got a little time before the budget process.
The budget process is up to Excuse me? When is the budget process?
Well, the budget process begins when is the county executive gives the budget out?
Early October.
What's that?
Early October.
Early October. So next month we'll probably be concentrating on this. So I'll get in touch with some people and maybe we'll have like a little work session for and iron out what we think is the
yeah,
best.
So we'll bring in all the information we've gathered from the panel so they can talk about their application.
Great. So consider that for the next month when we on that meeting that we're going to hammer that out. We also have a funding request that came from Community Action. They're requesting a total of $74,750 more. They're claiming they want $37,375 from Ulster County. You know, 50% of that, and then 25% from the City of Kingston, and then they're looking at money from the banks and some local businesses foundations. I can say that, we have given them more money in the past few years, so I think $5,000 last year more, right? And $5,000 the year before that. The year before was specifically for their, to help them get their kitchen up and running. And last year we gave most of the organizations a small amount more, because we had some more on the budget, so we did that, after justification, obviously. My only problem with this is, A, it's for a roof. And I know there is a, there's also a little problem that is seems to be in Community Action at this point when it comes to their dinners and such that they're running anymore. They seem to be strictly in a, I mean, it's fine with me because I'm from the City of Kingston, but my take on this is a Community Action for the entire county, and they need to be concentrating more on things like in Ellenville and other, and maybe Saugerties and other areas of the county. And it seems to be just tying in with Community Action, the director and the mayor of Kingston, it seems like. So, they have not had the ones that, the large ones that Barat used to bring in people from all over the county, the dinner. I think you've served at them a couple of times, have you not? Yeah, they have not had those. It doesn't seem to be acting that way. So, you probably got a copy of that? Everybody got a copy of that?
Essentially, they're asking for more money from what the decision and everything else is.
Yeah,
they're asking to make an impact for them without apparently they need a specific amount of money that then would kind of exclude most of the things that we do.
Right.
That's a pretty tough choice.
Yeah, they're looking at more money. They're looking for money for infrastructure, basically, at this point. And that's more, and I'm not sure what the number is. I don't have that in front of me, but I think it's somewhere around 30,000. I think we gave them 25, maybe. I don't know. I know I have that. I don't have that handy.
Is this something that we've done in the past?
No, not really. We have not done things given money for their infrastructure in that manner. I mean, it doesn't mean that we can't, but I mean... you can certainly call him up to have a conversation with him. The number's on there. But my concern is that's, a good deal of money for the roof. And they have a very old building. And what he's doing is, more importantly, they probably could go out and get grant money for that. Because the building is historic in a sense. It's in the middle of... Pinkaki area, and it's an old number four school, I think it was. And I think it was maybe the 1870s, maybe, I don't know. I think it was built around the 1870s.
Dave, do you know if he has any help in seeking grants?
I don't know.
Because he's kind of new.
He's been around a while, but the thing, if he certainly needs to be searching for grants for these types of things.
Well, compared to Larry's, Larry was, Larry knew where everything was. So, you know, maybe we can give him help at least in finding somebody who can steer him in the right direction.
Okay. And if you have any other questions on this, please feel free to call. The number is right there. And this is a rather light feeding today. Very nice. So, does anybody have any cow lumps? I'm sorry, Lee. And we still have to be ready here. But probably, yeah, I didn't have you on my list, so I'm like, I wasn't thinking there. I'm sorry, man. Please forgive me. Go ahead, Lee.
Appreciate that. I said I'm sitting here and whatever. So, welcome. I'm Lee Reedy from Cornell Cooperative Extension. I think I know most of you have been at these meetings for a long time, and you have as well. I did bring this is a report that you put together for the legislature that just has some highlights of programming that we're doing. So we submitted a budget request to you. Hopefully you got it. We sent it to all members of the committee through interoffice mail.
I did not.
Sometimes we call them to make sure that they come and pick it up from us in the plaza. You don't remember seeing it? Because I asked Mary yesterday.
You know what? I'm meeting after session.
Okay, so I will tomorrow have them resend that then to all of you. I know they wanted it by August 1st, so hopefully we did that. We sent it to the executive office as well.
Right, okay. And you did send it to the clerks. And you sent it to any of our clerk, right? Clerk, legislature?
We probably just sent it directly to you all still have mailboxes at the county, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably what we did.
All right. Well, you should make sure that it gets to the Mickey's got it on the cinema if you send it up there. But
I'll send it to the clerk.
Well, you can send me an electronic version.
Okay. Okay. So basically the request was asking for $350,000, which was the same amount that we received last year. It was one of the things that we had asked, that amount of funding, which has made a huge difference for us in having some of those housing costs now covered. And so I'm using grant dollars that we had slated for that now for programming, which is what our organization is always trying to do, is make sure that the bulk of any money that we bring in. We're working with about 40 different grants and contracts. I have about 35 folks working for us at any given time. We had a lot of interns this year. We had techs for our ad folks, helping with a lot of the research projects going on. I worked with OET. We hosted a young woman out of their, I think, young adult program who worked with us. She was very impressive. We actually offered her a position, but it was part-time, and she had already applied to the post office, and they called, and she went, which is probably what she should have done. So we'll be working with them as well in looking to give maybe some basic skills to folks that the county is working with through that program, especially young people. It just worked out really well for us and provided us some administrative support, which we are very, we have a big deficit in, because basically we've been hiring mostly program folks and hoping that we can get the administrative stuff done one way or another. There is another request on our budget request, and that is for $50,000, which is part of a grant program. This is separate from the money that Extension gets, and that is to work with the county and the planning department to update the Ag Farmland Protection Plan. There's money available from the state of New York through the Department of Ag and Markets. The last time the plan was done was 1997, and things have changed. They've got this big PDR program going on now. In the last budget round, the state set aside $20 million for farmland preservation in the Hudson Valley, which is phenomenal. They've got a meeting coming up September 3rd, Chris?
We have a meeting on September 3rd.
So there'll be a meeting coming up that'll be giving that information about this and whatever. But it would be really helpful to get the plan updated as well. Duchess, Sullivan, and Orange just recently redid theirs. Ours is in a deficit. It's something that Extension could do, help the county get that done, but it's more of a county, kind of a county project, really more than an Extension project. So there is a request in for that. Dennis Doyle has been working with us on that from planning, because we'd be working really closely with the planning department to get that done. So that's just one of the requests that, so that's separate from the request that Cornell Cooperative Extension is making for support for the organization.
Is that request coming through here, or is that coming through going through the county?
Well, we put it on the request that goes to here and then goes to the county as well. I would imagine that one would be one that the planning department would be working with as opposed to from here, your committee. But because it was a budget request and whatever, we just put it all together. People like to see what the bottom line is of what you're looking for. So I didn't make a special request on that. But it is separated out from the request, so it's a separate kind of thing. We made it through the Ulster County Fair. More than 50,000 people showed up this year, which is the number that the fair board, the Ag Society, strives for. We had some really extremely hot days, and so during the day it was really pretty quiet. The biggest crowds are coming in the evening. So from our perspective and working with Cooperative Extension, we're looking at trying to figure out the educational kinds of things that we do and attracting, making them attractive to the evening crowd, as opposed to we'll still do things during the day because that's when we pick up a lot of the kids and the camps and seniors and whatever. So. The numbers of exhibits were up, the number of exhibitors were up. We currently have over 450 youngsters enrolled in the 4-H youth development program, specifically in clubs. That's the highest it's been probably in the past 10 years. And we had over 250 youngsters actually exhibit at the Ulster County Fair, whether it was animals or static exhibits or whatever. I hope you got out there. If you didn't, I hope you'll come next time, next year. It really is, the Ag Society has done a really good job at keeping the flavor of that fair very much country, rural, suburban, and reflective, I think, of the ag heritage that we have here. They did have a new exhibit this year. For those of you that have been coming to the fair, if you know where we used to keep the poultry, all the 4-H poultry herds, that is a historic barn. The fairgrounds is actually the old county poorhouse, I guess is what they used to call it. And so there's a lot of history on that. There are many, many indigent folks who have been buried there, and there are some memorials to them as well. And it was a working farm, and so the folks that were there actually worked the farm and provided for themselves with meat and vegetables and dairy and those kinds of things. So some of those barns have been there many, many years. And so the poultry barn, which is I think has historic designation, was now turned into an ag museum. They've had a couple of volunteers on the Ag Society. They worked with the Orange County Farmers Museum. It was really wonderful. They had some really exciting exhibits in there. About implements, they showed how folks used to shuck corn before we had motors and electric and whatever, and so throw the ear of corn in, and you provided the manpower or the womanpower for shucking that, and this is hard field corn, and it takes the kernels off and leaves you with the cob. But anyway, it was fascinating. It was really very well received. But I think Cooperative Extension had quite a very positive showing and brought a lot of the education that we do. We had the Ashokan Basin watershed folks bring a stream table, which kids really like. It's about this long, and you can do all kinds of different things with streams. Put debris in, take debris out, take out gravel, put in sand, put a huge amount of water down, and it's a very hands-on kind of thing to help youngsters understand what a watershed is, what stream management is, and that while you might think that you're just one person doing one little thing and it's not going to affect things, how it really does, and not only you, but everybody who lives down below you as well. So we're in the midst of all kinds of programming. We do have one major program that will be sunsetting the end of September, and that's the Creating Healthy Places to Live, Work, and Play. That's up here in the corner. That program we've been doing for 5 years with the State Department of Health. We have many, many cooperators with that. That grant allowed us to actually funnel money to other organizations, also City of Kingston and whatever, Parks and Rec, to do bicycle programs. I think we actually bought, were able with that grant to buy a trailer and 13 bicycles that the Parks and Rec Department can use. They can bring it around and kids can then take advantage of the bicycle thing. They've done a lot of work with trails. It's been a great project. There's been a lot of deliverables that have been met with that. If you notice the Sharrows in Kingston and in Saugerties and soon to be Ellenville, which is markings on busy city streets that let folks know that bicycles are sharing that street with you. So it's shared rows, I guess, is how they came up with the name. So that project was completed in Kingston on Broadway. Also, and they're talking about more work being done there through Lidwell Kingston. In Saugerties it was done, and we're closing out this project with now doing some of that same work in Ellenville. So it's just a an awareness for pedestrians, bicyclists, and especially drivers of automobiles to let them know that they're sharing the road, and it gives kind of a defined space, you know, for the bicycles to be on the side of the road. Many of our roads here in Ulster County are not particularly bicycle friendly, but we have more and more folks that are using bicycles as modes of transportation and whatever. So that was one of the major projects that we worked on with that. So the Department of Health decided to take the dollars that they had for this program, they revamped it, and it is changed. So Cooperative Extension no longer was eligible to apply for those dollars. They're doing some work now in schools and things like that with kitchens and nutrition and whatever. And Cornell Cooperative Extension of Sullivan County picked up one of those grants, and they'll be working with three schools on healthy nutrition things. So, but the work from this will continue, and I do believe that a lot of the work that was done through Creating Healthy Places to Live, Work, and Play helped fund a lot of the grants that the City of Kingston got for trails and space because of the work that was started with this. So I count it as a success, and I think it really helped the citizens that live here to make our areas, our outside areas, more welcoming. And we've got to get kids and people outside. You know, we've got to get out of these out of the four walls and noticing what's going on around us. So I don't know if you have any other questions, but that's kind of a highlight of what we've been doing.
Anybody have any questions? Alrighty, I do have the an update of your information. I grabbed that on my phone here. So Community Action for Point of Information, last year we gave them $21,750. Okay? And they're requesting $37,375 for this alone, not the programs. Alrighty. All right, do you have any other questions or any...
I just have one, Dave. Would you like, would the committee members like me to email the request?
Well, you can email it to me. It'd be fine. I'll get it out to them.
Okay.
Either or, it makes no difference. But if you email it to me, I'll make sure that it gets out to all the
members. I'll have to check with the mail folks and find out where those all went to.
Well, you know, they may be there, and, you know, if it's after session, depending on when it takes place,
the next time you show,
we may not, you know, bring it on mail. In other words,
yeah, you just missed it. Yeah.
That's why it's being, you know, you email and you know we got it.
Absolutely.
You know, but I mean, yeah, I would still do the physical mail.
Yes. Okay.
All right, do you have anything? All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn then. All right. All those in favor?
All right.
Very good. You are? Thank you.